the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, Allahumma, O Allah, la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. I find no forgiver of my sins, wa la li qabaihi satira, no concealer of my wicked acts. وَلَا لِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عَمَلِيَ الْقَبِيحِ بِالْحَسَنِ مُبَدِّلًا غَيْرَكَ. And I find no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. This means, لَا أَجِدُ لِذُنُوبِي غَافِرًا غَيْرَكَ. I find no forgiver except you. I find no concealer except you. And I find no transformer of wicked acts into good ones but you. In the previous program, we concluded that the sinners should always be hopeful of his forgiveness, because he will forgive, he will wipe out all of the wrongdoings of the sinners on condition that they truly return. Hopelessness of the Almighty Allah's forgiveness is itself a major sin, which only the unbelieving people commit. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. None despairs of Almighty Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people. Also in the previous program, we had a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran regarding this fact, that the one who repents from his previous sins, the one who does not insist on committing minor sins, and the ones who compensates his previous wrongdoings will surely be subjected to his mercy, will receive his forgiveness. In this regard, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lists the signs of a real repentant and says, "Amma alamatu at-ta'ibi fa arba." So we had a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran, and let's see what these narrations suggest. "Amma alamatu at-ta'ibi fa arba." The Holy Prophet says, "A repentant servant of the Almighty Allah has four signs." النصيحة لله في عمله, complete obedience of Allah in deeds and behaviors. وترك الباطل, and leaving the untruth. ولزوم الحق, and sticking to the truth. والحرص على الخير, and the intense enthusiasm to do good. This means that if you truly have the Almighty Allah in your mind before doing any kind of action, if you try to leave the untruth, if you try to separate your path from the untruth, and if you try to stick to truth and continue doing good in your society, in your environment, you are a true repentant.
Allah. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, ما كان الله ليفتح على عبد باب الشكر ويغلق عنه باب الزيادة. The Almighty Allah is not to open the doors of gratitude to His servant, but close the doors of increased blessings. Imam Ali alayhi salam continues, وَلَا لِيَفْتَحَ عَلَى عَبْدٍ بَابَ الدُّعَاءِ وَيُغْلِقُ عَنْهُ بَابَ الْإِجَابَةِ. He is not to allow the servants to supplicate, but limit fulfillment of his supplication. وَلَا لِيَفْتَحَ لِعَبْدٍ بَابَ التَّوْبَةِ وَيُغْلِقُ عَنْهُ بَابَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And he does not intend to open the doors of repentance, but at the same time close the doors of his forgiveness. We have this kind of Almighty Allah who does not do these things. He has opened the door of gratitude for increasing our blessings. He has opened the door of supplication for being answered, for fulfillment of those supplications. And more importantly, he has opened the door of repentance, of course, based on their own conditions. But the fact is that he has opened this door of repentance for seeing the forgiveness of the true repentance of the servants. So this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam this part says. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my wrongdoings. We'll continue about the remaining parts, dear listeners, in the next programs. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.